Sagt der Elgamisch da weiter, man sagt es Kalim, Perikhes, Mishnaches, Nimsa, if a Sheretz is found, Mekoim Hanachas Eitzim, in the place where they put in the wood. That's a little opening at the bottom of the wall of the Kira. So what's the halach? Rabbi Yehuda says, if the sheretz is found, the dead sheretz is found, min hasafa hachitzoina ulefne. Let's try to picture this kira. Let's try to picture the opening at the bottom. Here's where you put in the wood. The kira is thick and has to have thick walls to be able to retain the heat to keep the fire safely inside. So this little doorway at the bottom is like deep. It's a cutout like a ches, but the walls of the ches are a shtickle wide. So draw an imaginary line from the outside edge at the bottom of the ches, from 1 foot of the ches to the other. That would be called the safa chitzayin. Now imagine I walk into the doorway, I look up and I have a roof over me. I'm staying away from the fire. I'm drawing another imaginary line between one leg of the ches and the other leg of the ches on the inside, toward the inside. That's called the safa pnimis. So Zakt Reb Yehuda, if the dead sheretz is found, min hasafa chitzayna, between the area of the outside line, again, that's the line by the outside of the Pesach, ulefnim, from anywhere in that point toward the inside, toward the fire, until the inside edge, if I would draw a line from 1 foot of the ches to the other toward the inside, sakta mishna tami, the kira's tami. Basically, the thickness of the walls of the kira are considered inside. And the sheretz there is a sheretz inside the kira. Whereas the chacham say, if the sheretz is found, misafa pnimis v'lechutz, if it's found in the doorway from the inside line toward the outside, even though it's mamish in the doorway, tar. The chachamim say that inside this doorway with the thick walls, it's called outside. Inside the kira means past the doorway into the area where the fire is. So a dead sheretz found in the doorway is not in the kira. Rabbi Yossi says, we're going to divide it. Take the full area of the depth of this Pesach and draw a line not at the outside edge, not at the inside edge. Rather, smack in the middle. Again, the cutoff point is not the outer edge of the doorway, neither the inner edge of the doorway. It's in the middle of the doorway. Why? Because what we're calling the kira is anywhere inside, where if you would go straight up, that's where the pot is. The pot isn't placed mamish by the edge, but a little bit in. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Rabbi Yossi says, know what's called inside the kira, know what's called outside the kira? Mikeneged shefisas hakededa. If you were to draw an imaginary line from the edge of where you put the pot downwards, remember, the pot is on top of the kira. Where would that imaginary line wind up? It would wind up in the middle of the doorway. So therefore, v'lefnim, if the dead sheretz is found inside of that line, in the middle of the doorway, but toward the inside, where directly on top of it, you would have the pot already. The din is tamei, the kira would be tamei. But nikeneged, shefisa sekedei v'lechutz, if the dead sheretz was found in the doorway, but if you would go straight up with an imaginary line, you would clear the pot, because the pot doesn't come mamish to the edge. So if it's found at that point, in the first half of the doorway going in, the din would be tohar. That's how many of the mefarshim explain Reb Yaisi. Vayter zakt de Mishnah nims if the sheretz is found. Mekoim yeshivas habalon. The large kiras, particularly those that were used in the bathhouses to heat up the water, they had like an extension. The kira was round, but there was like a... imagine a crate coming out of it, where the man who was in charge of taking care of the bathhouse, he sat on it. This seat was actually connected to the kira. It was hollow on the inside, and that hollow part on the inside was open into the kira. In other words, inside there's no wall between the kira and the hollow part of this, like extension, this crate that the bathhouse attendant sat on. Or Mekayim Yeshivas HaTzava. Or they had also a big kira that would, like, cook the dye. And here, too, you had a similar situation, where there was a place to sit that extended, same thing as the seat for the bathhouse kira. And another possibility would be Yeshiva Shel Sholke Zeisim. That's where they cooked the Zeisim, cooked the olives. Before they would squeeze it, they would cook them. So there too you had a seat. So if the Sheretz is found in this seat, any of these three types of kiras, the din is tar. Even though it's a big chiddush shtickle. Because like I said, in the inside, the hollow part is mamish open into the kira, but we still say that's called outside of the kira. Says the Mishnah Achrayin, this is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that a doorway to a kira is part of the kira, this isn't a doorway to the kira, this is the seat. The Mishnah concludes by saying, Ein tamei, the kira would not be tamei, ela min hastima ulefnim, only if the sheretz was found deeper in, past the seat, into the actual hollow space of the kira itself, not the hollow space of the chair. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if a sheretz, and of course a sheretz means a dead sheretz, if it is found in the place where the wood is put into the stove, so Rabbi Yehuda says that little doorway, that whole thickness of that doorway, is considered part of the kira. And from the outer edge of the doorway, we gave you the marshal of doorways like a ches, and imagine the 2 feet of the ches go deep. So if you would draw a line at the outside, from 1 foot to the other, from the outer edge of that line inward, the kira would be tameh. The chachamim say, no, under the doorway is not part of the kira. The kira would only be tameh if the sheretz is found from the inner edge. If I would draw a line on the inner edge of this doorway, from 1 foot of the ches to the other, inside of that line, that's where we say, if you find the sheretz, the kira would be tameh. Rabbi Yossi says, basically split the doorway in half. Because Rabbi Yossi considers inside the kira from the point where it would be under the pot. And the pot is almost by the edge, but not mamish by the edge. So if you would split the depth of the doorway in half, you would go straight up. That's until where the pot goes. So if it's inside of that point, it would be tameh. If the dead sheretz is outside of that point, it would not be Matama the Kira. Then we learned about this seat that's connected, that's built into the oven. And the person sits on the seat, whether he's the bathhouse attendant, whether it takes care of the dye that's cooking there, the colors, or the cooking olives, because they're cooked before they're squeezed, even though the inside of the seat is hollow and it goes straight into the Kira, if a dead sheretz is found inside the seat, it is not Matama the Kira.